Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Secretary of Education and Betsy DeVos is so exciting to see her there. If you're just catching up with us, we had, you know, she spoke at CPAC. We had a little bit of that speech on there. We'll make the whole thing available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But when you have somebody like Betsy DeVos, which is her family's wealthy, but they chose to use their wealth to be able to help folks instead of just going off and living on some island somewhere like some others do. And now she's working for us. The reason why allegedly the teachers union and these National Education Association, you saw the venom coming back on television, you know, senators were talking so disrespectful and hateful. But you have to understand, they have, the teachers union has over $340 million a year at their disposal to be able to fund campaigns for like certain senators. You probably can figure out which ones being funded by how they
respond to it.
Yeah, and it's like, this is a citizen of the United States, and she's here just to help out. But she's threatening the status quo because what we presently have is not working. And like she said, it was like over 200-year-old system. And it's like the Persian system. It's been around for, you know, over 230 years, probably 240, probably more like 300 some years. But she said 200. But they can't make her, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
They can't control her. But it's so important to look at the mere fact that she's even here in that moment as the opportunity to take over this role as a chairman of education. This is a major answer to prayer. As we've been praying for education, we've been praying for our schools, praying for the leaders, you know, recognizing what we've talked in one of our previous programs is that when we see the shift of leadership, don't just say, okay, hey, hurrah, that they're there, and then sit back. No, we've got to support and say, I stand up for this leadership. I stand up for what they're doing. And we see this, and it's just like, this is a major answer to prayer. It's very encouraging.
It is. I mean, but you think about it, it's like saying, well, we got a good quarterback now, let the rest of the team just leave. It's like, we got to listen to the leadership because this is a big ingrained and rooted down system that during President Jimmy Carter's administration, he established the National Education Association. It hasn't been here since the Garden of Eden, by the way. And it's grown into this big, huge monstrosity. Yeah. And so now here, you have these parents. Look at this. Now, these are parents. You're about to see something. These parents are in a school district that they know their kids do not have a fighting chance. And they're offering a lottery. There's a limited amount of seats for students in this charter school. And so what they do was, to be fair about it, they give all the kids that want to get in a number. And then they literally have a lottery where they just draw the number to make it fair. Well, that's what's happening here. But Betsy DeVos is saying, we want every kid in America to have that choice. But I want to show you what's happening with the teachers union. Because you'll see these parents, and there are hundreds of them in a line, and they're waiting to get in there to see if their kid gets a chance to
go to
a good school, get a good education, don't have to fear for their life in the school that they would have had to go to. At the same time, these grown folks in the union are marching up and down and saying that don't be fooled, abort charter schools. And it's like, these parents are fighting for their kids. You're actually talking about their kids. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this. But when you see this, look at this big long line of parents who are going, I want my kid to have a fighting chance. And then look at the pickets, the guys with the signs. That is the teachers' union and what they're saying about these parents' kids. Take a look.
Even as desperate parents in my city lined up hoping to win a charter school lottery that would let their kids escape horrible government-controlled schools, union protesters stood outside chanting, don't be fooled, abort charter schools.
Don't be fooled, abort charter schools.
They don't want competition. They told me things like competition is not for education. But the opposite is true. Competition gives us better cars, computers, movies, music. It would work for education too if they just let.
Don't be fooled, abort charter schools. It's like the parents are standing there trying to get in the charter school. They're willing to go to a lottery system to see if their kid wins it. They were against the kid. They're against the children. They turned it into a business for profiteering and making money at the expense of
the next generation.
Of our next generation. And like I said, if you don't educate, if you don't get your education, you're not going to be a breakthrough person, and it's not going to work. The society will be dumbed down. That's why they hold back education in other countries that have tyrants to oppress people, because they don't want them to get educated, because they get educated, then they can do more with their life. Well, you say that can't be true. Well, let's go to actual gathering of the teachers union where the man says it himself. He tells the teacher union, he says, it's about money, it's about power and teachers, it's not about students. And look for yourself. You see a room full of teachers in the teachers union. Every teacher's not in this union, but you're looking at probably over a million, 1.2 million are. And look what he says. It's not about the kid. And he says it. Let's go there now.
And that brings me to my final and most important point, which is why, at least in my opinion, NEA and its affiliates are such effective advocates. Despite what some among us would like to believe, it is not because of our creative ideas. It is not because of the merit of our positions. It is not because we care about children, and it is not because we have a vision of a great public school for every child. NEA and its affiliates are effective advocates because we have power. And we have power because there are more than 3.2 million people who are willing to pay us hundreds of millions of dollars in dues each year because they believe that we are the unions that can most effectively represent them, the unions that can protect their rights and advance their interests as education employees.
So when you hear somebody say, it's all about the kids, it has nothing to do with the kids. He said it has nothing to do with the kids. And you're wondering, you're thinking, oh, these poor schools, and they're forcing them to do things they don't want to do. And there's a lot of teachers, great teachers out there. We're not talking about teachers, we're talking about the teachers union. And they're being bound and held back by these same kind of mindsets. And they cannot freely move in the context of that because they would risk this funding mechanism. But then we're going like, oh, this poor school, I mean, they're having to have a transgender bathroom, and they're having to do this and that, and this going on. It's like, that's actually the agenda of the national, of the teachers union and the National Education Association, allegedly. But listen to what he says. This is at the teachers union, and you're finding out it's actually the teachers that are pushing that. It's the teachers union that's pushing that on our children in America. That's, we're feeling so bad for, like, oh, these poor teachers are being put. Well, the ones in the union are paying $300 and something million to this organization to be able to cause that to happen. You say that's not so? Well, listen to what he said about the agendas that he's pushing in schools.
But then NEA began to change. It embraced collective bargaining. It supported teacher strikes. It established a political action committee. It spoke out for affirmative action, and it defended gay and lesbian rights. What NEA said and did began to matter. And the more we said and did, the more we pissed people off.
So you're looking as like, who would ever thought that not every teacher, but those teachers were the ones that was taking your kid in, saying they don't care about your kid. They care about the money, the power, the agenda to transform society. And the reason why, you know, the former president, all he did was wrote a suggested letter. He didn't there was no law put out there. And immediately schools started just rapidly creating transgender bathrooms and all this kind of stuff, like it was like some law. And it's like, now we know why. It's their agenda. That's what they wanted to be able to promote for our kids. And it's like, wait a minute, our kids are not an experiment. That's not what they're there for, an education, to read, to write, learn science, to learn math, and to learn, you know, how to function in life. And it's like, wait a minute, you don't even care about our kids? I mean, didn't you hear him say that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said.
And to hear someone say that, what's most important is just, we're there for the power.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... Yeah, that's scary.
And we can do it because we have people that will pay us. And let me tell you, the dues, $300 a year for every teacher that's in the union, that's, you know, $1.2 million if he has that kind of $300 million, $290-something million in dues. this is important. If you are a member of the teachers union, you're supporting that kind of mindset. You're supporting that. That $300, you're thinking, well, I need somebody to represent me. If you're a Christian, God represents you. You can't be a part of something that's having this ungodly, saying they don't care about the kids, you know, saying that, you know, that's going to go away from the way God would want it to be. And we're training our children up in the wrong way to go. Right. And so they will never turn back because they won't know God. We're one generation away from a pagan culture. If we don't teach and pass the baton to our next generation, you know, America could be lost. Yeah. And with 15% of regular church attenders who truly have a biblical worldview, according to George Bonnet, and are practicing a biblical worldview, and 4% of millennials, only 4%, that in a school system that's fighting us like this, this is what I got to say. Thank God for Betsy DeVos. I mean, that's how important she is. You think about it, that she is, you know, she has no strings. She's not, nobody's controlling her. She was put there to be able to take the whole steering wheel of our student. It's not about the National Education Association. It's not about the union. It's about your kid. It's about your grandkid. It's about the future of our country. She's taken their lives and turning them in a direction where there can be student parent choice, where you say, well, if I have a school in my particular neighborhood, it's close to me, but it's a low-rated school, that it's high in crime, that my kids terrified going there because they don't know, they're more focused on survival than they are actually getting education. And then she wants to be able to give you the money, the tax money that's normally given to that school to you, and you say, I want my kid to be homeschooled, I want my kid to go to this school, I want my kid to go to charter school. You as a parent
has the power to decide.
Yeah, it's a government by the people and for the people. That's your kid. Mm-hmm. You need to, and it's exciting. But you have to understand. You see the mindset, you know, abort charter schools, and don't be fooled, abort charter schools. We don't care about the kids. We want the money. We want the power. Well, they're not going to just let go. They're not going to
like
go,
that.
Oh, you won. We're going to give up hundreds of millions of dollars and give up using your kid for all this kind of stuff. It's going to be a fight. But you know what? Our young people are worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. They're worth fighting for. And by the way, we saw what happened with Betsy DeVos. So that's a dirty fight. It was so sad what happened to her. And I just thank God for her, which means this. We have to pray for her. We need to pray for all the cabinet members. But pray for Betsy DeVos, realizing she's over, 65,800,000 plus kids, young people, you know, all different ages, go into school, whether it's a charter school or a tech school or whether it's a whatever the school is in your system. Yeah. And what they want to do is turn the education back over to the states. Somebody says, I don't know. That's how America was founded.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.